I'm curious about how you were raised. There's at least a generation difference between us. My son is, for instance, 29, and I think you're in your early 30s. So feminism means a different thing, perhaps, to your generation than it did to the women who are on the cutting edge of the second wave of feminism of my age. Do you feel like feminism has been engaged, is engaged in our society significantly, or is it we're all still stuck in Sleeping Beauty mode?
You know, I feel like it's been engaged in our society, but I definitely feel like it's maybe kind of taken some steps backwards, kind of more lately, or like in the 90s. I mean, of course, things have gotten better and have changed. But, you know, my late mentor, Lisa Lupine, who I was talking about, one time when I was talking with her about how to survive a poison apple work and how to get it to the audiences that I want to hear it and see it, she was talking to me about how in our culture, particularly around body image and it being acceptable for women to be bigger or to, you know, not wear makeup or, you know, she said, well, you know, I think now we can talk about it, but a lot of the same kinds of expectations are sort of still in place. If I really do a show with no makeup on, and, you know, makeup is okay. I'm not against makeup, and I wear makeup, and I dye my hair, like we were talking about sometimes, because I think it's fun. But I do feel like we've still got further to go. But I feel like this is a good time for a quote from a feminist author that I have really enjoyed. She's actually an African-American feminist author. Her name's Audre Lorde. And she said something that I love, which is, you become strong by doing the things you need to be strong for. And then she goes on to say, this is the way genuine learning takes place. That's a very difficult way to live, but it has also served me. It's been an asset as well as a liability. So I just love that because to me, that's like, well, even in being a songwriter and getting my music out there, it's hard and you need to be strong, but you might not have that strength before you just do it. I think so many things in life are about jumping in, doing it. That's how you really learn how to do it. It was really when I started writing songs because I think that that was when I first started actually forming my own opinions about things. I mean, I know I can't believe that that's the case, but because that's what a song is. It's a view of something and you have to kind of make definitive statements about, or for me anyway, I have to say real things